We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Lefty, from Legacy Films. Lefty, how are you, man? I know you're excited about our guests. I am just excited because this is something that, you know, we hear about in other, with other situations, but not going to the deep of child acting as it continues to shed light. I've talked to a lot of famous child actors in my career, and the horror stories, and they continue in certain ways. Isn't that right, Lefty?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of things are being brought to light, which is a good thing.
All right. So our guests today are Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz. They're going to talk about Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV on ID Channel Discovery. How are you guys? And thanks for stopping by.
We're doing great. Thank you for having us on.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Go ahead, Lefty, with your questions.
Yeah. So Mary, what inspired you to highlight Britney Spears' story, and how do you assess its impact on public awareness regarding the media ethics and privacy?
Ooh, a good question. but you did want to talk about Britney, just to be clear, because Britney was my previous, one of the films that I worked on previously, yeah. And I think it's relevant to this, but yeah. So I did work on Framing Britney Spears. It was a joy to be part of that team. And, you know, we were motivated to contextualize her story and to understand the way in which she was perceived and treated by the culture around her over many decades. You, of course, in that film, you see, you know, paparazzi and well-known talk show hosts asking her about her virginity and her breast size when she was very young. And, you know, similarly with Quiet on Set, I would just to finish the thought on Britney, folks, when they watch that material, you know, talk show hosts and journalists asking her about her virginity and breast size when she was younger, they said, how did we, you know, how did we as a culture condone that? Why didn't we sort of say, what the heck is going on? And I think that after watching Quiet on Set, many folks might have a similar reaction to some of the material on some of the shows that Dan Schneider presided over. There's content on, you know, in these shows that is arguably sexual in nature. You know, there's a, you know, now convicted child sex abuser. He was not, to be clear, convicted at the time, but there's a, you know, an image of him holding a pickle and putting it through a hole in the wall while Tim Allen on the other side moans in a manner that is arguably suggestive and quite sexual. You know, and these were skits that were consumed. They were made in the presence of children and they were consumed by children. And I do think that after watching our series, it's quite likely that you won't be able to watch these shows the same way.
And I'm going to go jump really quickly, Mary, to kind of add to that component. It definitely prepared you. What you saw that was shocking from Britney said, oh my gosh, now going deeper into this, it's like, it's not just happening to certain stars, it's happening to lots of stars. And we're over-sexualizing children in so many ways, from Instagram to TikTok to specifically enough from the 80s, 70s, always, you know, teenage girls and teenage boys, and how we have certain shows that were so popular. Think about it, 90210 and all those things. They were all high school kids, right? But they were considered sex symbols.
Yes. Yeah. I grew up on 90210. And yes, I do remember a lot of the dialogue on the show around their sex lives. You know, we've moved as a culture in meaningful ways, but clearly there's more movement that could occur and perhaps should occur.
Okay. Go ahead, Lefty.
Yeah, absolutely. One. Yeah. And Emma, how do themes of innovation and responsibility in Elon Musk's crash course relate to safeguarding young actors in the entertainment industry?
Well, I think those are two very different stories. But, you know, I think what we did in Quiet on Set is, you know, we had started reaching out to a lot of people who worked on these shows, from crew members to cast members to people inside the industry. And as we began to talk to more and more people, you know, many of them said, I'm glad somebody's exploring this topic because there's so much to unearth here. And what you see in Quiet on Set are so many people who have been holding a lot of dark secrets for many, many years, many decades. And, you know, finally felt that they were at a point, that the culture was at a point that they could share their stories in hopes that they could shed light on the darkness that they had experienced and prevent others from walking down those paths.
Do you think, Emma, it helps you? And it looks like both of you guys have journalistic backgrounds and documentary backgrounds, that it's easier to make something like this because, and I guess I could point this question for both Emma and Mary, that wearing those two hats, it's an easier process of creating something like this?
I think it's really integral and important to our process that we, you know, when it comes to the shows of Dan Schneider, you know, there were a lot of rumors, many of them that were not true, sort of spread across the internet. And what we were trying to do is sort of marry that rigorous practice of separating fact from fiction. That's something that we're experienced and we think is really important. And, you know, what you see on Quiet on Set is what is the stories that we thought were important and were able to, you know, bring to these audiences.
Mm-hmm. I think a rigorous journalistic practice is, I mean, listen, this is, it's our guiding light in so many ways. And we think it's really meaningful to apply it towards two matters of popular culture. And oftentimes I think questions that pertain to culture aren't scrutinized or interrogated in the same way. There's a suggestion that maybe it's just celebrity gossip or trivial or frivolous. But I think that when we're looking deeply at culture, you know, we're looking at that which influences millions, right? We're looking mm-hmm. at that which shapes norms, and in this case, shapes norms for children.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. And like when you're documenting stories of these like high profile people, well, like what are some of the ethic guidelines that you two follow?
You start. You know, we reached out to a lot of people and, you know, just started by listening to their experiences and listening to their stories. But, you know, like everything, we do a lot of work that you don't necessarily see in the final product of talking to other people, verifying and vetting stories so that, you know, what you see is stuff that we feel very confident in.
That's key. It's because if you don't do that, it's not the best documentary, right? Because you got to give both sides to the story, right, guys?
Yeah, you have to ensure that the information you're sharing is accurate, especially when there's such rampant speculation and conspiracy around a given subject matter.
Totally. All right.
And like, are there, like, would you have any recommendations of like measures that you guys feel would be best to put in place in the entertainment industry to, you know, protect these child actors in the future?
You know, I think those are really good questions that we hope our documentary will help people look into and ask and, you know, continue that conversation.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing, because we don't want this to happen again. And I'm sure Mary and Emma, you'd say this. We hope it will never happen again, especially in an industry so protected in other ways, right? Protecting people from COVID when COVID was around, to protecting people with other forms of abuse for adult actors. Hopefully, finally, we're on the right pace that people can feel safe at work, Mary and Emma. Wouldn't you agree?
I think as a culture, we've made enormous progress when it comes to creating safer work environments. You know, certainly the Me Too movement contributed to this, but arguably there's a long way to go.
Way to go. And how can we fix that? That's the thing. I guess things like you guys are doing now is at least going to help this process, right?
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah, that's the main goal for sure. But everyone could go ahead and check out again. It's the 2 days. It's available again on ID channel. The air dates are going to be March 17th and March 18th. And I'm sure you could catch up all those different things and find out more information by going to investigationdiscovery.com and find info on that stuff. Isn't that great, guys? And do you have any places people can follow you guys?
Yeah, we both are part of a company called Maxine Productions. You can find us there.
All right. Well, fantastic, awesome. Guys. Thanks for coming on, and I appreciate it. And definitely look forward to checking out the documentary. And best of luck and continued success for both of you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.